Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
And it's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. We woke up to sad news today that Kelly Preston has passed away after a two-year battle with breast cancer. She's 57 years old. Her husband, John Travolta, is saying it's taken time, as much time as he and the family need. He's going to be with the kids and just don't expect to see him for quite some time. Right. He said Kelly's love and life will always be remembered.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was battling it for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was really private. And then I saw a picture, a family picture that they took close to the end. It was just a beautiful photo.
Aww.
Of just the whole family. And yeah, just so surprised to hear that news today. Okay, I did find something of a ludicrous story.
A ludicrous? Oh, my yeah. Man ludicrous?
Luda!
My
Luda.
Man!
Yeah, okay, the 9th Fast and Furious movie was recently pushed back until April. A lot of movies have been pushed back.
But right.
Ludicrous is hinting that it'll have something to do with outer space. And it seems like he kind of let something out that he wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's being interviewed and the woman asked him, you know, like, where are you going to go from here, basically? You've done everything. Outer space? And he's like, well, you may have been on to something with that. And then she's like, oh, what? The outer space thing? And he covered his mouth. He's like,
well, you know how that sounds? It sounds ludicrous.
Exactly. Your man, Luda.
I love him.
The NBA, about 3 days into the bubble at Disney World, there may already be a crack. I really think that this Instagram model is trying to get people to follow her and get attention. But she says that one of the players has already invited her in. She swore that she was responding to comments while she was inside the bubble with this player.
I doubt Disney would allow that.
I know. There has to be security and cameras and all right. sorts of stuff everywhere. So I don't think that it's true, but it's one of the trending stories today, so we'll have to wait and see.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
I'm Dana, and that's Chantel.
Hi.
Good morning. Yeah, so Jay will be back on Wednesday. Yes, unless I end up getting him hurt so he can't come back. I tried to convince him to. He sent me a picture of Caleb, his son Caleb, inside a batting cage. I'm like, climb that fence. Like, make it more exciting for me. He's like, that equals a 911 call. I'm not doing that. So never, ever, ever listen to Dana. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. So it was very covered in Disney. I went to Disney Springs almost every day
to go
shopping.
Okay.
And I still didn't get the one thing that I wanted. But I will. I will get there.
What's the one thing?
I'm sorry, now I'm singing One Direction in my head. So basically, it's a puzzle. It's four puzzles in one puzzle, okay?
But
it's
the stretch painting.
But it's the stretch painting.
No, I have it.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
I'm like, I got there at 9:30 in the morning yesterday.
They'll make more.
They will. It's just there was no shipments in yesterday. It was Sunday.
You'll get it.
I didn't even think.
Well, I got notification that my face mask from Disney that I ordered, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Okay.
That those have shipped, so I'm like super excited.
Yay.
Yeah, I saw someone out with a baby Yoda mask, or maybe it's just Yoda, I'm not sure, and I was really upset. Because I want mine. I like being
So I
first.
Guess I, it's good that I did not wear my Disney mask today.
Are you kidding me?
They sell them at Disney Springs.
No, I'm sure they do. I ordered them, though. I ordered them before they opened back up. So I have not been feeling so hot. It's just allergies.
Yep.
So pretty much all weekend I was in bed, and my Benadryl-infused dreams are pretty much all the excitement that I had for the weekend. So I had this dream about the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
I was managing a new business for them. They started doing concessions at sporting events, and I was the manager, and I was trying to convince them that they needed to go with the name BSB Burgers. I'm like, why would you go with anything else? They all wanted to like get their name in there somewhere. I'm like, it's too long, it doesn't make sense. It needs to be BSB Burgers, and to not be cheap and spend $300 to be at like a prime location and another $104 to be at a satellite area, a little area that was further away. So
okay.
That's what you get with allergies and Benadryl and me, I guess.
At least you got to see Nick Carter in your dreams.
Yes, that's it.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kid Smarts!
Get our kid today.
Hello, my name is Mario. I am 7 years old and in first grade. I like watching videos and playing games.
All right, let's bring our player on for today, and that would be Diane in Deltona. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so our player is Mario, who's 7 years old in first grade. First question is, what is the name of the sport where cars drive fast? Do you think he's going to know that one?
Oh, yes, he will.
Okay, let's see.
That's easy. It's fast cars.
Yes, yes. With a name like Mario, he's got to know about fast cars, right? Okay, what is Spider-Man's real name? Does he know that one?
Yes, he will.
Peter Parker.
Yep, you got it. And then finally, what sea creature is or has tentacles that sting?
Oh, yes, he should know that one too.
Okay.
Jellyfish.
Yes, jellyfish. You got it. Right. So you've got a $50 gift card to Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. And we hope you enjoyed that one. And thank you so much for playing Kids
Nice.
Smart. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
We would be mixing up the millennial. Chantel is our resident millennial.
Good morning.
Yes. And for some reason, now you know that I'm not feeling so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't care.
I don't. I'm like, here, take some medicine. You're fine. No. So basically, when you were gone, I had to mix up Jay.
Okay.
So now it's your turn because Jay's not here.
Okay. I'm ready.
You're ready? All right. So I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions. Some are from the 80s, a lot from the 90s.
Can I phone a friend?
No. I'm giving you multiple choice, which I did not give Jay. So be grateful for that one. All right. So what year was the first Galaga game released? Was it 1981, 1983, or 1986?
I'm going to say 1983.
That's my sound effects. It's 1981.
Darn it. Okay, I should have gotten that one.
You should have.
Okay.
All right, so in the show Boy Meets World, who was Corey's best friend? Was it Eric, Sean, or Jack?
Was it Jack?
No, Jack was the bully.
I did not watch.
You never watched Boy Meets World?
I never watched that.
All right, you need to start binging that.
Okay, I'm not doing very well.
No. All right, this one, next one, I'm pretty sure too, maybe. Which of these was not a Nickelodeon show? Pepper Ann, Rocco's Modern Life, or Doug?
The first one.
Yes.
Pepper Ann.
Ding, 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 ding.
Woo, go me.
All right, what was the name of the 90s toy that would play 30 seconds of a song? Was it Bright Beats, Quick Song, or Hit Clips?
It was Bright Beats.
It was Hit Clips.
Or Hit Clips.
Hit Clips. It's one of those two, right?
Yes, okay.
It was Hit Clips. All right, last question.
This is brutal.
You have to redeem yourself.
Okay.
So which of these was Johnny Depp's first acting gig? Was it Nightmare on Elm Street, 21 Jump Street, or Crybaby?
Ooh, I think it was 21 Jump Street.
No.
What?
Nightmare on Elm Street
that
was his first appearance
kidding?
With his little crop top and sweatpants. Ugh, I love it.
That was fun.
You got one.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.